Do you believe in ghosts? But first of all, have you seen a ghost? All right, let's go to Matt. Not our Matt, a different Matt. Do you believe in ghosts, and where did you see one or feel one?
Yeah, my current residence has activity. I've been there since 2013. I've had cabinet doors slammed shut. I've had the backside of the house. It's just me and my girlfriend, and there's nobody that really goes back there. I've had the toilet seat back there slammed. But what really got me one day, it was between like 12 and 3 a.m. We just got home, getting ready to kind of wind down, standing in the kitchen talking, and I was kind of next to the master bedroom, and I had a glass of water, and I have a concealed carry, so I had it out, and I was getting ready to put it in the safe, and this black mass out of the corner of my eye looked like it was charging at me. It was enough to where it backed me up towards the couch. My 95-pound pit bull, I've never seen an aggressive bone in this dog's body. I've never seen him growl. He was always loving, you know, 95 pounds of just mush. Mm-hmm. And he jumped up next to me, and he was growling at the master bedroom.
Ooh. I don't like it.
In this field that you're talking about, were there mushrooms?
He was in his house.
No. That hasn't happened since, but I'm told I'm a sensitive, so I've always had like random experiences my entire life.
Interesting.
I couldn't really explain.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very odd.
I believe that there's some people who are more in tune with spiritual type things.
100%.
Thank you, Matt.
I don't like that because I think that animals they have that sense, you know, that we don't, where they know things are happening, or they can see things, or they hear. I don't like that.
The animal is reacting to him being the way he's acting.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I don't
you
think
say
so.
It's never happened before.
Yeah, ever. Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Summer. Summer, have you seen a ghost?
I have, yes.
Okay, and where was it, and what's the story?
So, it was when I was a kid, so when I was in about fifth grade, a house in Burlington, there was multiple occasions from, like, the same ghost. Like, we've seen, like, a figure of it, like a shape, almost, in the attic. It was me and my cousins. And then also, you would hear, like, a male voice call your name. And it wasn't just me. Like, it happened to me. It happened to, like, a few of my cousins, my sister. And also, you could hear, like, really heavy footsteps coming from the attic, like, that of, like, a grown man walking across the attic, and there'd be nobody up there.
Mm.
That is scary.
I don't like that.
It was super creepy, and it was, like, everybody in the house had, like, heard it before or seen it, and it was very creepy, and like we kind of looked into it. I mean, I don't know, I was a kid, but my older sister said that like there was like some sort of like murder in the house that involved like an older man and like a child.
My
sister said when her baby was born, my niece, her toys would like move around in the middle of the night, like when she was a baby, like she'd get up and they'd be in different places. And she was like a newborn, so she couldn't get out of the crib.
Yeah, she wasn't doing it. Ooh.
Well, thank you. That's a great story. That's when you find out there's a murder, this like adds to it.
Do you think that you could live in a home where you knew a murder had happened?
Yeah.
You do?
It was a good deal.
I don't know if I can do it. I really,
really
don't. Yeah, I feel like it would just put bad juju on the house.
I would think I would start to like, if anything did go wrong, I'm like, oh, it's the murder.
Right.
It's the murder house.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how you attribute things.
Well, because, I mean, I'm fascinated now, you know, like the Dateline and the crime stuff. And then thinking like, it puts weird things out there. And
I think it's all in your mind.
No.
Yes.
Isn't it real estate? Aren't they supposed to disclose if somebody was?
I don't think you have to.
Oh, I think you
or
do.
Murdered in the house?
I thought it was the law. They have to tell you.
I know. I'll ask somebody I know.
Okay. I swear I mean, thought they had to tell you.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, it depends on the circumstance.
Well, and if there's blood all over the floor.
Right,
clean that up.
Well, I mean, you can never quite get the blood away. We have time for maybe two more, maybe. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, have you seen a ghost and where?
I have seen several, and I've never really been terrified of them, or they never bothered me, but the only one that did was one I've seen in the backseat of my car.
Oh, what? Your car? You don't hear that very often.
In my car, yes. I could stole something in my home at the time. And it was like it got to a point where I couldn't even sleep in my bedroom because I could feel the spirit, but it was not a good one. And I happened to be going out one night with a friend of mine, and it was dark. I mean, it was late at night, and I was waiting on her. She went into another friend's house, and I was sitting in the car, sniffing, putting my makeup on. Mm-hmm. And before she got out, I heard the trunk pop. And I said, did the trunk pop? And she was like, no, I don't think so. I said, well, will you check when you get out? So she did, and she said, no, it's shut. I said, all right. Well, I heard the trunk pop. And I was sitting there, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I thought I seen something. And I was like, what in the world? You know, and I looked again, mm-hmm. and I looked back in the seat, and it was a she. I know it was a she. And she found she was crouched down in the seat, and she, like, kind of jumped down in the floorboard up against the back of my seat. And she never, I mean, she looked like she come up out of a swamp. I mean, it's like her hair was all matted and black. Yeah, it was not a good spirit. Mm-hmm. It was not a good spirit, I can tell you that. And it took a very long time. It was almost like this, who or whatever this was following me around. I ended up moving out of that house. Because it bothered me that bad.
Gosh.
I mean, that's ruining her life at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awful. It was like I had to sell my house and move because my daughter even seen it. My oldest daughter, she would not even go into my bedroom because she didn't see that spirit or that thing. She seen a male spirit, a male figure. A tall, slim male figure. Now, I do believe that tall, slim male figure is still at my home where I'm at now because I see him there.
He followed you.
This is the male one.
The male one followed you.
Yes. And it could be a loved one. It could be because I find coins everywhere. It's like I can go in my kitchen or I can go in the living room and vacuum and mop my floors and turn around and be the only person there and come right back in there, and there might be a quarter and a dime, maybe a penny laying smack dab in the middle of the floor.
And then you have a relative that used to carry coins a lot, or?
Well, you know, my dad did. He used to collect coins and stuff. They say that loved ones will leave you coins, you know, if they're around you. I'll find change on the bathroom sink. You know, nobody's there but me, but I'll go in there to get ready for work or whatever, and I'll go out and come back in, and there'll be, you know, some pennies or a dime or a nickel or...
Interesting.
Does anybody ever think this is...
Thank you, Michelle,
your mind
very much.
...playing games on you?
Well, not when material things appear.
Why? I mean, it's like your mind is thinking it. You know, a lot of times when people say they've seen ghosts, it's always like when they first woke up or at night where they kind of could be in a dream state. I just think that a lot of times it's your mind just playing games with you.
I don't know. The leaving of coins would make me want to be very pro-camera like you.
Yeah, especially like if you don't bring coins into your
exactly.
house.
Exactly. Okay,
I would want to know.
Yeah. Have we ever seen a true camera that shows like coins there and coins not? And
have
coins
you not seen the documentary Paranormal Activity? You can't see the ghost, but the throwing of people around is very scary.
Have you never seen Blair Witch Project?
Yeah, that was on a home video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Explain
so,
that, okay?
There. By the way, when it comes to death in your home, well, we were talking about murder.
Right.
But if somebody just dies in your house, yes, of course, you don't have to disclose that. But murder, apparently, it says those are material facts, considered material facts, violent deaths, and do need to be disclosed.
But every state's different.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, because my dad... hospice care, and so they would not have to
say anything there. No.
Yeah.